LeBron, Joe Vardon, Cleveland.com. Tonight is the first game, actually, all season that you didn't turn the ball over. With the stats that you had and kind of the way you got them, the points you scored tonight, what does it mean to you within the context of all that to, you know, play the kind of efficient game you did, beginning with the no turnovers?
Yay, first of all. No turnovers. It's first that I always look at after the game. Just try to be efficient for my teammates, and that's very efficient. You know, as much as I was handling the ball tonight, myself and Kyrie, to not give the opposing team another possession or extra possessions, that's a huge stat for myself. And I never pat myself on the back ever, but I will on that one.
Kenny wrote at WHBC. Kyrie, for you tonight, it seemed like you had a little more lift, a little more spark with the injuries you were playing with. How did that come about, and how good did you feel out there tonight?
You know, going into the game, even this morning, I shoot around, I felt a little bit better. And then, you know, kept icing, kept getting treatment on it, and, you know, came into the game still a little stiff. But, you know, I think it was just more or less just being in the right spots, you know, tonight. And you know, it was some tough layups that I was shooting. I still had no lift on it, but you know, I just remembered about the preparation that I've had since I was a kid, just being able to know angles and know, you know, practicing, you know, the mic and drill, doing that hours. And even if I don't have any lift, just somehow I get it up to the rim and spin it the right way. Or you know, I wouldn't even call it a fast break. I still remember, you know, me and Joe Kim tonight, I wouldn't even call it a fast break. I went up there and somehow just, you know, put the ball on a certain angle. So, I mean, physically it's still, you know, still have to get better, but it's just about being in the right spots and trying to be efficient for Bron and my teammates, you know, trying to take as much pressure off of him. You know, some of the looks that we give each other during the game, you know, when he definitely expects me, you know, that we've built this dynamic of me and him, especially in the fourth quarter, running screen and rolls. I can't necessarily push off and get around like I'm used to. So, you know, I just commend him for, you know, putting us on his back and us, you know, feeding off his energy and his drives and being, you know, ready to shoot every time he's driving.
Ethan Skolnick, Turner Sports Bleacher Report. LeBron, first in the first half, it seemed like you were getting rid of you weren't holding the ball quite as long, and also you work in the left block quite a bit. Intentional on your part to come into the game and do that?
Well, I mean, I think our coaching staff did a great job of putting me in positions where I can be successful. And I just try to read and react, try to play my game, be aggressive. And you know, anytime you get some shots going early, you feel pretty good. I was able to get my jumper going. I was able to get my post-up game going pretty early in my attack game. So, you know, just try to feed off of it. Just try to feed off the rhythm that I had and just try to stay in the rhythm as long as I could.
David Greneman, ESPN.com. LeBron, this was your guys' ninth playoff game. You've been in the postseason now for almost a month. When you came into it, you were talking about the inexperience to some of your teammates and curiosity of what the playoffs would bring. Have you seen growth in terms of the group learning what it takes? David Blatt mentioned that he feels like in this round in particular, you guys have learned as a team what it takes to win at this level.
I think, you know, like I always continue to say, you know, every game is an experience for us. And I think we grew some tonight, but I also think we didn't grow as much. I think, you know, we gave up 30 points in the fourth quarter, which is unacceptable. At one point, I think we were up 17, and we just kind of just got into the trance defensively. You know, we gave up too many backdoor cuts. We gave up a couple and-ones. We gave up a couple open threes in the fourth quarter. And those are things that we will watch tomorrow and say, okay, well, listen, we can't have these type of laws defensively. Because we have a quarter, like, you know, in game four, where we have a 12-point quarter defense. We have a 16-point quarter defense where we're just locked in. When we're locked in defensively, when everyone is in tune and we know this is how we're going to be, then we're great. When we don't, it seems like it's like a pick six. You know, when we're not locked in, when one guy is off or two guys are off, it's a pick six and they score. It's a three. It's a three-point play. It's a layup. And those are things that, as a young group, you know they're going to happen. You just don't want them to happen consistently. And but I think tonight we did a great job of playing our game. But there's some things that we can continue to still get better with.
Kyrie, Jason Lloyd, Akron Beacon Journal. I'm curious if there was a mental component to the last few days for you that you had to get over or come to grips with, that you could play with the pain, it wasn't, you weren't doing any further damage to it, and just something, I guess, mentally that you had to come to grips with.
This has been the biggest mental challenge of my career thus far, just because I want to do more, and I want to have, you know, I want to be that guy for my teammates as well as for Bron. You know, we've built a dynamic of me and him playing off one another extremely well, and other guys spacing the floor. And when we need a bucket, you know, either it's me or Bron, and we take it upon ourselves to do that. So, and when you can't do that, it's, you know, when you're limited to certain things, it's just, you know, you have to come to grips with it. And game 3 and 4 was probably the biggest challenge for me coming to grips with it, just because I want to do so much more. So, you know, it's just about learning from different experiences, especially game 3 and 4, watching a lot of film, getting a lot of treatment, and putting myself in that mental space to be ready to play. I mean, obviously, I'm really confident still in myself, but just want to go out there and play for my brothers. That's all that matters at this point.
Steve Ashburner, NBA.com. LeBron, for about 8 days now, Jimmy Butler has been your shadow, following you everywhere. What did it mean for you when he went out with two early fouls, and how do you feel that matchup has played out so far?
I mean, it didn't mean anything. I don't mind him being my shadow. I don't mind it at all. I take all competition. I love going against Jimmy. I think he brings out the best in myself. You know, and I try to reciprocate back to him. You know, I don't know. 2 fouls for Jimmy, sits down. But I felt like at the start of the game, I was in a good groove anyways. It didn't matter to me. You know, not tonight. Not the way my approach of the game was. Not the way I was feeling. He made me sit down for a little bit. He still ended up coming back earlier than we probably all expected and played the whole first half, and, you know, didn't get another foul to send him back on the bench. So it didn't matter.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. I would like to get both of you guys' reaction. Obviously, what happened in game 4 against the Boston Celtics, fourth quarter of the day, it was a skirmish out there. I just want to know from both of you guys, what went through you guys' mind once that was happening, and then how did you feel like you guys handled that situation with the Taj Gibson, everybody getting together?
What happened was, I think it was a couple plays before that happened that kind of transpired that. Taj threw Dele across the lane a few plays before that on another box out. And I think Aaron Brooks missed the jumper and double T rebounded it. And the same thing happened again, where they ran a high pick and roll with Aaron Brooks and Taj Gibson, and we switched. And Aaron Brooks drove the lane, right hand jump hook in the lane. And Taj elbows Dele in the back of the head and puts him on the ground. And, you know, they kind of get tangled up a little bit, and then he kicks him in the ass. That's what happened. And the skirmish starts after that. And, you know, my thing on the bench, what I saw, I was just making sure no one ran on the floor. We can't afford to have anybody getting suspended running out on the floor. And, you know, we just want to play ball. You know, we know it's going to be some games where it's going to be physical. And for me, my message to my guys, just play basketball. We're going to protect ourselves, obviously. You know, JR, Double T, they all came to the aid of Dele. Even though Dele's probably the toughest guy on the team, you know, they all came to the aid of him. But, you know, anyone who starts something with Dele, like, seriously, you know, Dele doesn't bother anybody. He doesn't even bother himself. So how are you going to bother somebody else? So, you know, for us, we just want to play ball, and that's all that matters to us. And we will protect our brothers for sure. I got the whole thing. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you got it.
Chris Parker, Cleveland Scene. You guys really seemed to collapse on the ball for rebounds and when they got inside the lane. Could you speak about the kind of intensity, even when the first shot went up, there was another guy to block it? Could you kind of speak to that?
I think tonight was our most active game of the postseason. We had 12 blocks as a team. You know, so that lets me know how active we were defensively. I think at halftime, Coach got on us about not rebounding. The way we're capable of rebounding, I think they had 8 offensive rebounds, and I think they had like 13 second chance points in the first half, and that's something we cannot, you know, we cannot afford. It didn't hurt us as much, you know, tonight because we didn't turn the ball over. You know, by being able to know that even if you break down and you have someone that can protect you, it makes our defense even that much greater. And we had some breakdowns tonight, but we had guys covering for one another, and that's just the trust. That's the trust, and that's the level we are right now.
LeBron, Josh Weir from the Canton Repository over here. Can you kind of take us through the chase down block on Rose there in the final minute, how it developed? And he started out really hot. I think he hit 5 of 7 and then maybe made only 2 of his last 17. What adjustments did you make as the game went on, or what changes did you make then?
I think that was the play where I drove. Shump hit me on the left wing, and I drove middle and kicked it to Kyrie for the jumper. And it hit off the front rim and right to D. Rose's hand. And with them being down 2, you know, I felt like he was going to try to take off. And he did that. Just try to take off and try to get a bucket, you know, and it would allow them to have a 2-for-1, you know, to get that bucket. So just not giving up on the play. You know, I think it was Deli did a great job of keeping his body in front of D. Rose, just not giving him an angle to the rim. And I actually, once he shot it, I knew I was going to be able to get the block. And I didn't even try to pat it as like I'm accustomed to do. I tried to just tap it a little bit so I can get the ball, but it didn't work out that way. But it was just a safe possession.
LeBron, Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. You've spoken all season long about hustle plays, 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds, and the importance of those. With that in mind, can you speak to the importance of Tristan Thompson in this series, especially against Chicago's front line?
Tristan's been unbelievable. You know, through 5 games, you give him 8+. And effort. It's all effort with double T. You can't coach a motor. When a guy has a motor, you can't coach it. You put him on the floor, he's going to make things happen. And, you know, he has a knack for rebounding. He has a high motor. And he really cares. He really cares about the game and about his teammates. And, you know, when he makes mistakes, he wants to know how can he get better the next time so it doesn't happen again. Obviously, we wouldn't be sitting here with a 3-2 lead without double T. It's impossible. We wouldn't be doing that.
LeBron, Mark Schwartz, ESPN. In the last few games, you were talking about your inefficiency and your turnovers, and you mentioned that it's tough for you these days without Kevin Love and with Kyrie not 100%. The fact that Kyrie had some jump and acceleration in this game, how much did that contribute to you having a turnover-free and very efficient game yourself?
Well, you know, I don't know if I said it was tough for me. Just said, you know, some of the things that, you know, we built all season had to take a drastic change, you know, with Kevin being out for the rest of the season and Kyrie being a little hampered, and I understood that. I wasn't giving myself a crutch. I definitely don't need that. I have to be more efficient. That's just who I am. Like I told you guys the other night, I mean, 7 straight seasons, and, you know, until this year, I raised my field goal percentage every single year for 7 straight seasons, and I take pride in that. And I take pride in not turning the ball over. And obviously, I'm an attack guy, and I'm going to have attack turnovers, and those are the turnovers I can live with. But some of the careless turnovers is the ones I can't live with. So tonight I was attacking. I got to my spot. My guys helped me get to my spot, and you know, it allowed us to have a very efficient game, to be able to shoot 50% against the Bulls defense, against the Tibbs defense. I'm going to say just a Bulls defense. I've played against Tibbs. Not only, you know, here in Chicago, but him with the Celtics. To shoot 50% versus that defense is very impressive. And I think it is the shot attempts that we got. We had 79 shot attempts, and we only had 11 turnovers, and that's key.
Kyrie, Jeff Zilgit, USA Today. You said that you felt better this morning, but did you need to get on the court pregame, or did it take getting into the flow of the game to know what you could do? And then lastly, did the mic and drill as a kid really help you with all those angles?
Yeah, no. Well, the second part of your question, yes. It's just I wasn't like him coming up, so I wasn't taking off or anything like that. So my game is predicated on
the mic and drill.
I didn't say you didn't do it. I'm just saying you were taking off when you were like 8. But I had to, my game is predicated on angles of the backboard and just, you know, practicing constantly and constantly and constantly and, you know, honing my craft. But, this morning it felt really good. You know, I got out of bed, walking around, I'm like, well, you know, this is going to be a great, great day. I could feel it. And then you go out there and then you start running around and you start testing it, then, you know, you take a little bit of step back. But I think for tonight, it was just having the mental confidence and, you know, being there mentally and just being okay with, you know, I'm not 100%, but I'm just going to go out there and play. Just be in my spots, be ready to knock the, you know, shots down when I'm open. And, you know, some of the attack plays finished at the rim, I was looking back at them and I was missing by inches, you know, just plays that I normally make. It's just I had to take some off the basketball, you know, and see angles a little bit better when I was getting in the paint. So, you know, Mike and Drill definitely helped me.